And are you, is she active in the church?
Yeah, we go to some. She don't go every time, but she goes to church.
And is her parents came from this area?
I mean, they came from North Carolina.
North Carolina.
And settling up in Tennessee, Henderson County. See, you notice Henderson County opened up for settlement about 1820. And people from North Carolina, South Carolina, and all in the east came, just poured into this. One time belonged to the Indians, called the Indian territory. Anyway, the United States bought it out from the Indians.
I see.
And that was a part of Tennessee. It's called West Tennessee, west of the Tennessee River.
Mm-hmm. So most of the settlers came from the Carolinas.
That's right.
Well, let's start with what you remember about the farm. The farm buildings, especially, would you tell me something about how the barn was?
This in the form of a log cabin, all log cabins. The one you live in a little bit bigger than the barn. I have a book here somewhere. Maybe it's my wife might have it.
All right.
Well, did you find that book last night called Fox Power Book?
Yes, I've seen that. Mr. Powers, I've seen it.
Turning to winter now.
It's
Do you have much cold winter, Mississippi?
Well, not really bad. As long
your
as the
brother south.
As long as the ice stays away, that's all I'm worried about.
You've come someone that like it, maybe have one.
Yes, sir. I've seen that.
That is really about like that teacher in there.
There's another copy. There's another book like this that just came out. It's Foxfire Book Number 2.
Well, I didn't know that.
This is about the only source that I've ever seen that describes this.
It come here and I can tell you that. You didn't read that good. You just mess out there, so I can tell you.
Uh-huh.
How I had to live in the old made out chairs, that one over there now. Handmade. With spits in the bottom.
Yes.
That's made of white oak timber.
No, that's hickory.
Oh, my dear.
It's out of them six we had to park some odd years old. No, that's not one of them. That's one of them.
Well, what I'm interested in is your own experiences and what you had on your farm. For example, where did you keep the hay? If it was in the log cabin, it was a big one?
No, now it was just a more or less a small log cabin, sometime a loft just over the mule's back. Put a few bales here and there. Didn't have too much of storage.
Sometimes it'd stack.
Have lots of.
You know, pretty big stacks. We've done that many times.
I've got to even show you. I've done my father out there where people pull their leaves off the corn and say that in place of hay.
Mm-hmm.
And did a lot full of that by the store said to feed it in place of hay. Didn't have no mowing machine to cut your hay.
I see.
Didn't have the good cedars. I always had sold by hand.
Mm-hmm.
Get on slow that way. And had to take care of your mules just the best way you could, like to do the family. Sometimes didn't have too much hay and too much corn. I mean, too much fodder and too much corn. You got by sort of on the lean order.
I see. Well, those are the things I'm interested in. Did you have? Where did you keep the corn, for example?
I had a little pole log.
For you?
Right, when I tell you, I'll show you now in a minute. Go out and look at it. It's just a little log cabin, but a little bigger than when you see the rooster on top down there. You see, a little bigger than that.
We call them crib.
We call them crib. This should keep your corn in.
Smoke out, put some meat in. That little smoke out right out there had many 100-pound meat in it, but we're too old now and can't fool with hogs, can't get out in the cold. We're sick, so we quit killing hogs.
Mm-hmm.